This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Yesterday marked the one-year anniversary of the High Park Fire. Many people had only minutes to flee the blaze that ultimately destroyed at least 259 homes northwest of Fort Collins. As we look ahead to this year's fire season, I'm talking with Linda Masterson, a researcher and writer now living in Fort Collins. 2 years ago, with flames closing in, Masterson and her husband had just 15 minutes to evacuate their home, which was lost in the Crystal Fire northwest of Loveland. Drawing on her experience, she's published a book for homeowners living in fire-prone areas called Surviving Wildfire. Now, Linda, you write that you had been somewhat prepared for a wildfire, but afterward realized there was a lot more that you could have done or should have done. Is that what prompted you to write this book?
I wrote Surviving Wildfire so no one else would have to learn their lessons the hard way. There's nothing worse than standing there in your ashes and thinking about all those things you should have done and could have done, but you didn't do. And I really felt as if it was fate that I needed to write this book.
Can you talk a little bit about, you know, for those of us who don't live in a wildland urban interface, talk about living there and I guess living with the risk that this might happen?
I think for many people who move out into the WUI, the wildland urban interface, they're moving out to get away from it all, to live closer to nature. And there are risks that come with that, that you just learn to accept. You know, living with the risk of wildfire is part of the price that you pay for living somewhere you love. Accepting that risk is smart. It helps you sleep at night and not worry all the time. But I really think that failing to do every single thing you can do to stack those odds up in your favor, that's not being brave. It's just being reckless.
For someone reading your book or someone listening to you give a talk, what are two or three really important points that you would like people to take away?
The first thing you need to do is make your home and your property as defensible as you possibly can. Sometimes it is the smallest things that can make the biggest differences, like switching to gravel mulch or non-flammable deck furniture. You need to keep your gutters clear, move your firewood piles away from your house and downwind, trim overhanging branches. There are so many things, both big and small, that you can do to give your home a better chance of defending itself, even if responders can't reach you.
Another thing that you advocate is creating a family disaster plan and documenting, too. How do you recommend people do that?
Almost everyone who loses a home is underinsured and underdocumented. Few people have records of what their home was really like or what they owned. And I think that's because people don't really understand how their insurance will work in a total loss. You have to be able to prove your home was worth at least what it was insured for, and you will have to list and value every single thing you lost, from your jeans to your silverware to your family antiques. Our home inventory was over 60 pages long and had 2,500 items. You can't do that from memory. You need something to help you. So I advise people take photos or videos of your home inside and out. Open all those closets and drawers. Take close-ups of your antiques and special value items. Don't miss anything. Floors, ceilings, appliances, basement, attic, storage sheds, garage, outbuildings. Then it's really important you store that inventory information someplace safe and off-premise and don't rely on a fire safe. Almost all of the fire safes in the High Park Fire failed because the fire was so hot. In our fire, our steel I-beams actually melted. That's how hot it was.
Wow. Something that you told me about that struck me as really interesting. People are afraid to be overprepared as if this is going to jinx something. Can you talk about that and what advice do you give them?
I think people really are afraid to be too prepared. It's as if being prepared somehow invites disaster. But I've never talked to a survivor who wished they'd had less insurance or spent less time getting their act together. I always try to tell people, it's what you don't do that is going to come back to haunt you. So do what you can now.
Well, Linda, thanks so much for talking with me today.
You are so welcome.
Linda Masterson lost her home in the 2011 Crystal Fire and is the author of Surviving Wildfire. Find out more about being prepared and assess your risk. We have links posted at our website, kunc.org.